Chapter 2 Confessions of St. Augustine, 400 AD. In a nutshell, religious faith can bring peace and order to a troubled mind. Most of us experience tensions between who we want to be and who we are. The more divided ourself is, the greater the torment. But this in itself provides a strong motivation to be healed. Augustine's bitter inner struggles lasted well into his 30s, and although he lived over 1,500 years ago, the story of his inner victories is still very relevant. In the first decades of his life, Augustine coasted on his high native intelligence and was a success professionally. But he found that his brains and wide learning didn't make him happy or at peace. His red-blooded enjoyment of life's pleasures delivered only emptiness. In contrast, after his conversion to Christianity, Augustine became one of the founding fathers of the Church, author of the famous De Civitate Dei, the City of God, and originator of the Augustinian religious order. Yet the voice that speaks in the Confessions is not that of a great man. Intimate and honest, it charts Augustine's gradual move away from selfish concerns and toward a life with God. With a good translation, here we use E.M. Blakelock's, you may feel like you are reading the diaries of a friend, struggling to improve themselves and live a more spiritual life. The Confessions is one of the very earliest autobiographies and a seminal work in European literature, and is perhaps the classic book on how spiritual awakening, or being born again, can radically change a life. Early years. Augustine was born in 354, in the last years of the Roman Empire, in the North African province of Numidia, now Tunisia. His father, Patricius, was a minor local official and followed the conventional paganism of the empire. His mother, Monica, was a Christian convert. Augustine didn't like school, yet was considered a bright student, reading Cicero, Virgil, Plato, and Aristotle. In the Confessions, he complains that elegant speech and writing skills were at the time held to be more important than moral teaching, and he had these in abundance.